You also spoke about mental health.
That's
one of your big things. What would you define that as being in terms of how you see it and how it can work in St Andrews in particular?
How I define mental health?
Yeah, well, your understanding of it and what you want to do about it.
Well, I guess one of the big things, like big first things we need to do is clarify the distinction between mental health and mental illness. It was something I brought up in the uni hall hecklings, actually. We did this kind of hand-raising thing, and it was, you ask students, okay, how many of you say you have mental health? And you might have about a third of the room that'll raise their hand. And then you ask, how many of you would say you've been stressed one day in the past week? You'll have pretty much everyone in the room. How many of you would say you're stressed every single day of the past week? You'll still have a few hands up there. And I think going back to the point of when you say you're stressed, that's your mental health. All of us have mental health, and just in the same sense that you have physical health, and you need to work out regularly and go to the gym, which I should do more of, it's also good to have activities and habits that benefit your mental health, and kind of starting from that launching point and working to do more. One of the things I'm particularly keen on is having our union and our university sign the See Me Scotland Pledge, which is about ending stigma and discrimination around mental health and mental illness. And we're one of the few university or students unions that haven't signed it. I know Robin Gordon have, Glasgow have, Edinburgh have, and it's just like, why aren't we here? So hopefully that's something we can really fix in the year ahead.
And I suppose the final big thing is reading week.
Yes. that one's, it's a bit of a tough situation because we're kind of crammed in the current schedule, but also the university works very slowly in terms of setting dates. So when I've been working as a scribe in the library, or in the, not the library, the reading week focus groups, what came out as a possible idea was a long weekend for students. And so what I campaigned on was the 4-3 compromise, which got very confusing because then Chloe was also campaigning on her own 4-3 tuition fee idea. But basically what I'm hoping to achieve and what I think is possible for the year ahead is getting a 4-day long weekend followed by 3 days of teaching, but guaranteed no deadlines, because otherwise if you have deadlines in that period, every student's going to be in the library and not actually using that time to pay attention to their mental health or escape St. Andrews or sleep or do what they need outside of their studies.
Yeah, I think we're almost at the half hour, so if we go to another song and then we'll have the news on after that. Yeah. Hello, and you're listening to the News Hour, as sponsored by Morrison's there. that was Take That with Shine, in fact, which has been associated with a certain supermarket chain. But anyway, and we are here with more Sabs now, because Daniel Palmer has now joined us. And I've given him his full name, because he's now gone back to Daniel. feel free to introduce yourself.
I will now get to a microphone. I'm Daniel. I've put my second half of my name back in, now that I'm not campaigning, because Dan rhymes with more.
Super, so, yeah. Dan, for example.
Yeah, so it's quite weird.
Yeah, so the general question that we asked people before was, what was your highlight of campaigning, and were there any lowlights, as in points where you thought, this is too much?
The highlight was when it ended, as in because of the celebration and everyone was really happy, and because it was all over. Low point, Wednesday afternoon. I was convinced I'd lost it on Wednesday afternoon. I don't know why. and Ents were having a hissy fit, and everything was all quite busy on Wednesday afternoon, and then I was building up for the debate, so no real reason, just middle of the week tiredness.
Yeah, as you're kind of crushed in here beside Jess, what's the relationship going to be between events at Union and the Athletic Union, as you understand it?
Morrison as sport. That's the
I
easy
like that
answer.
Idea. I like that idea a lot.
But then semester two, we'll like branch out and do something outside or something. I might want her sports pitches for events or something, so we'll be doing that. I don't know. Definitely Cine Sport, maybe more regular, and then I'm sure we'll find something more exciting to do as well, like they just did with Strip the Villa. Well, didn't do, but the plan there. And working between groups like that, I'm sure something will come up that's creative and exciting.
Yeah, Jess, do you know if that's been rescheduled for a date, or if that, or, well, it will be rescheduled, but
it
do
will
we
be
have
rescheduled.
Any idea when?
They haven't decided the date just yet. I think they're kind of going to look at the calendar and see where they can fit it in. It's really unfortunate, but it was really just kind of a weather call. But I really look forward to working with Dan next year and kind of coming up with some exciting stuff for St. Sports, for sure.
A question for, well, Kelsey and Daniel, you're going to be working possibly the most closely over the next year.
Yes. You're so mean to me all the time.
Already? It's a year of this.
No, he's always mean to me and has been for, like, the last year.
The big word is redevelopment.
It's a big word.
Tell us about it.
Do you want to go first?
Yes, redevelopment comes in four phases. We're currently in phase one, although it's late, which is all the front side and the cafe and things that we're going to get. And then first semester is we lose the main bar. So that's going to then be a much better new bar with two spaces in it, but that's the short-term disruption.
So strain on venue one and the beer bar.
Yeah, definitely that's the real problem that I'm facing. Less of a problem for societies and for Kelsey. They've already got the limits that societies face, they've already got with the lack of music room and TV room. So that will stay the same for a bit. So semester one's difficult for the bar. But second semester, brand new bar, two spaces in that is bigger, that's great, but no venue. And then phase four, very far down the line, that's more to do with the offices and venue two and star. But broadly, the big effect is going to be phase three, which is second semester of next year.
So star, speaking from star's point of view, it'll be fairly unaffected until when, do you know?
Ideally a year from now, but we don't want to make any promises, as every time Daniel and I speak to Bruce it seems to change. So we're working to try and get like a kind of a timeline nailed down, but obviously with any kind of redevelopment big building project, timelines are approximate, but we're going to try and work really hard to make sure students know what is happening in which phase.
Yeah, so what's your advice for societies who are wondering what's going to be happening next year?
They can get in touch with the current ASDA. That's the other thing we all kind of have been trying to stress, is that we don't officially come into our jobs until July 1st, and we're going to do everything we can to prep for that date, but the SABs that are working here are still working here for the next few months, so they're your first port of call.
Who are they again?
Meg, Jules, Freddie, Amanda, Emily. Definitely speak to Meg. But Meg and I are sitting down, we're actually... all of us are sitting down on Wednesday to kind of map out what is going on. And because of the new website and also because of the new affiliation process that we're going to get for societies, myself and the societies committee are sitting down and kind of crashing our old system and getting a whole new one. So it will be very different, but there will be lots of news, so watch this space.
So talking about the new website, is that your guys' job, or is that shared half and half with the current SAB team?
From what I understand, at least for the representation side, Amanda's told me it's my job to kind of migrate all the old content onto the new website, which I'm fine with. I campaigned on a bunch of ideas of like doing new things with the website, especially in representation, to kind of make our union more accessible and transparent in that way. I don't know if it's different for their areas.
Meg has been kind of one of the frontmost people working on the new website, and she's been going to the website meetings and things. So I know that she will be very involved in kind of getting it off the ground, and I plan on working really closely with her. I'm lucky I only have one exam in May, so we're planning on spending May doing lots of web things.
Yeah, I think much of the content will come from the new SABs, but most of the credit should go to the old SABs for actually getting the new contract arranged for the website. So I'm expecting Jules will leave it for me to take over my element. But a lot of that, again, will be subcommittees, but like Mermaids and Star transferring their stuff where possible onto the new website. So it's all going to be just a coordination job.
Kelsey, you've spoken about a new affiliation process for societies. How will that work out?
It will really depend on the capabilities of the new website. And also, societies are a little bit confusing at the moment, because while the DASDA does line manage societies, it's through the societies committee, which have their own leader, which is the societies officer. So Courtney and I need to sit down and we need to kind of see how our ideas merge together, and we haven't had a chance to do that yet. But it will largely be, and I want to put more training online so that people can do it in their own time rather than having to come into the union so much. But I also want to make sure that we have a portal that's really accessible for all student activities so they can kind of track their progress. And I also want it to be there to be like an affiliation month where they will go through phases, and kind of similar in the way we do now with matriculation in first year, how you have to go in, sit with someone in person, have someone like check that you've done all the stages, and then like stamp it off and be like, there you are, you're done, you're affiliated. I kind of want to have a big affiliation day, but this is very early conversations, and I really need to sit down with the societies committee and have a chat about it.
Yeah, and obviously you've both been very heavily in charities and ENTS this year. What's left to be done for before the handover and getting used to your new position?
All of the events before it starts. I'm deliberately not touching DVS until I've resigned as head events, because I like the way it currently is that I'm Jules's right-hand man, and it's big and little, dealing with all the problems in the union. But Ents, when that handover happens, it's about redefining the roles a bit to make sense when there's not a venue, because Ents are linked to the venue, and that's not there. What is Ents? Well, I know the answer, but it won't interest all of you. So that's that. It'll hand over in April, and after On the Rocks.
Dan and I actually, well, more Dan than me, have On the Rocks coming up as well. And so Charities has two events going on for On the Rocks. We're collaborating with On the Rocks for the opening event. I think it's kickoff On the Rocks for them. It's our summer fair. And then we also have the closing event with them. It's the Big Top Ball, which we're very excited about. It's also the closing ball for On the Rocks. And Daniel's the, what is your position called?
Venues and technical director.
For On the Rocks, so we will be doing lots of things with that. Charities, we also have to fill all of our new positions, and we have a couple of smaller events happening in April as well. So lots of Charities things to tie up before I will officially no longer be the Charities convener on April 23rd. So until then, Charities ahead.
And obviously you've had a lot of different things to deal with in heading up those two quite fairly major organisations as part of the union. What's the most useful thing that you've taken from them in terms of looking ahead to the new role that you'll be taking on?
Do you want me to go first?
Never mind.
In my role is largely about supporting students doing other events. I don't actually put on any events myself. I make sure that the Rag Week coordinator has the skills to put on Rag Week. I make sure the Race 2 coordinator has all the support he needs in overseeing the 200 racers going. I make sure the bungee jump has its risk assessment filled out. The summer fair books the tables, and making sure that if they don't know how to do it, that I find out how and I give them the best support that I can. I see DASDA as an extension of that role, just on a larger scale. So I think that I oversee a committee right now that has 35 people on it, and then we have 150 volunteers outside of that. So I'm kind of see DASDA as just a bigger version of what I'm doing with Charities.
Yeah, very similar to Kelsey. I don't put any events on. I just support other people's events. So every single event comes through and I rubber stamp it all, do whatever, make sure things that happen. So it's so much that role. And at one point there wasn't a head events, it was the director of events and services was the head events, and those roles sort of overlap so much that it's a step up, definitely, but there's definitely a link. And similar to Kelsey, it's sort of like our current roles with a big plus after them, and sort of like a step up, but quite similar.
What's the pet situation going to be in the office?
There's a new goldfish.
Yeah, there's a new goldfish. Garfunkel has arrived. It wasn't our doing.
But Kelsey promised a second goldfish. I want to know if she's going to get a third goldfish, because she promised one more goldfish.
No, I promised a second goldfish, so now there are two. And it's technically our pet, so we can discuss it, Daniel, in the new office.
Why do you make any goldfish promises?
Sound like a married couple, you guys. Well,
as Daniel says, he's going to make all the money and I'm going to spend all of the money.
Well, are you going to be living in the office as well?
We're not living in the office. We're working on the housing situation independently. I think if we live together, we'd kill each other.
Yeah, no.
Especially in the same office, if we live in the office.
Yeah, but if anyone has housing for all four of us, like separately, and they would like to get in touch, please, please do so, as we are all homeless at the moment.
If someone has four spare houses.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Could we have a big brother type?
That would be amazing.
I remember in second year being like, why don't they have a Saab house? Now I know why they don't have a Saab house.
Kelsey, you have been evicted. Leave the Saab house.
Isabel, do you have anything to add?
I was just thinking that it's a very, you guys are from all over the place. It's not necessarily represent, you know, we are in Scotland, but not. You're not really Scottish represented. So how do you guys feel about that? Do you think that that's going to hinder you in any way? Do you think that that's an outreach?
Okay, I'm being tapped on the shoulder. I guess this kind of falls under representation.
Since Chloe's not here.
Yeah, and also since Chloe's not here. I guess we don't necessarily see it so much as a challenge, but as an opportunity to convey the fact of what the community at St. Andrews is like. We do have a very large North American contingent. We now have 3 North American SABs. You also do have a large contingent of English students. You have 2 English SABs. Also, although Chloe also lives in Singapore, we're going to have to ask about, like, how does she identify herself?
Does anyone know where Scott lives?
Yeah, we have to figure out where Scott's from as well.
I think he's American.
Okay, but I think we see it as an opportunity to kind of convey the fact that St. Andrews is a very international community, while also staying true to our roots. I'm sure all of us are fans of Kaylee music, and we can all get a good Kaylee on. My personal favorite is Strip the Willow, so I was kind of gutted when the event went out.
We'll all be there at Strip the Willow.
Exactly. I know I will be. But yeah, kind of looking at that as an opportunity to focus on St. Andrews and also international issues and incorporating them into the union more.
One question before we go to a song. This one's from for Kelsey from the Buzzbox. T-Dog has asked, did you have a reconciliation meeting with Ron after the elections?
I did. You know, Ron and I, we had a hug. I gave my, commiserations, but then we've moved forward. and Ron won Mature Students, so well done to Ron for that.
Bruce Springsteen there with possibly the greatest song in the history of ever. Or, well, you know, one of the very good ones. One thing we were talking about there was Savapella.
Savapella, yeah. As a bit of an a cappella nerd over here, I think that you guys should team up with the current sabbatical officers and form Savapella and just do some random gigs around town. It'd be awesome.
We weren't hearing very positive noises about that, though.
Fine, you can headline Freshers Week. So £15 a kit.
It'd be great. Sabapella. Anyway, I have questions for you all. What is the best and worst meal you've ever had in St. Andrews? And why? I'm going to start with Dan. Oh. Go.
I was ready.
Kelsey's aware of my problems with food.
He is very difficult.
I'm like a married couple. He's so difficult when it comes to food. Daniel, where are we going for dinner today?
I like Thailand. That's always good. So any of the many times we've been to Thailand. And then worst meal? I don't know. When I just had peas because there's nothing else in it. Like that, it'll have been some.
I mean, like thing. Eating out. Have you ever been eating out?
Yeah, I don't eat out much.
Oh, okay, fair.
I'm boring because I'm difficult with food. But Kelsey, a spying foodie, will now take over.
Will I, Mark? Is it my turn?
Yes, Kelsey, go.
Okay, the best meal I've had in St. Andrews is probably. I really love balaca. So I've had balaca takeaway, like in general, is probably the best meal. And then the worst meal might have been. Oh, it was at the Raisin before it became the Blue Stain because it got food poisoning from the Raisin in second year. So yes, the Raisin wins worst food, but it's gone now, so I don't feel bad. I haven't alienated anyone in town.
Jess.
Well, I'm actually celiac, so I can't eat gluten, which means eating out in St. Andrews is quite difficult. But Zest has some really great gluten-free options for those of you out there. I know there's lots of us. Worst meal. I don't really know. Anyone that would make me sick, really, with gluten in it, that'd be a horrible meal. So, some of the places.
And yeah, I guess for me, my answer is actually the same for both questions. It's a deep-fried Mars bar, because it goes down, and it's so delicious, and so just tastes so amazing.
But you just feel disgusting afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. Give it 5 minutes, and your stomach is revolting, and it's punishing you for the horrible things you've just done to it. But yeah, it's both sides of the same coin.
Follow-up question.
Yuck.
If you could take the Sabs out for dinner, where would you take them, Teddy?
Ooh, where would I take them? Where would I take
this
them?
This is real serious politics now, guys.
Can we choose anywhere in the world?
No, in St. Andrews.
Oh. I was going to do a, like, nice...
I'd take them to Asia.
No, I take them to, like, my hometown restaurant that's, like, really yummy. And everything. But now that you've crushed that dream.
Okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Best place in St. Andrews. Ooh, where would we go? I got to think about this one. I got to, like... I guess, okay, I will say Waypat for Waypat nachos. Anyone can bond over that bowl of cheesy goodness. We may have...
It's one of those things that's really nice when you eat it, and then when you finish, you're like, should I have really done that?
Oh, you always should have done that. Nachos are never a poor choice. So, yeah.
Kelsey?
I'm going to be cheesy and say the Grill House, but mostly because of the margaritas, and we could just have lots and lots of frozen margaritas.
Stole my idea with the Grill House. Sorry. Love the margaritas. The strawberry ones are my favorite, I think. No, are we going to have a disagreement over there? Oh, no.
Daniel?
Somewhere with alcohol.
Ben,
I'm going to take Vinny one.
The part of them would be beaten, but it's not there. I don't know, the rule, because I could drink a lot. Me and Jules meant to go for a drink for the entire year, and we never have. So I could do that at the same time as the others were there.
God, I'm done with my serious questioning now.
Well, I think we've about run out of time as well. We've got the kebab shop coming up next. More other guys.
Yeah.
They get everywhere.
Yeah.
Amazing. But yeah, thank you very much for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope that the next few weeks of preparation go well. And all the best for next year.
I think it's fine.
I won't be here to see how it goes, but I'm sure you guys will do a good job.
Well, you can always stay alert by following the hashtag Sabelect. Don't worry, we'll be there.
I think this song sums up, you know, how we feel. You know, I don't know, whatever, let's just play the song.